Everyone, I'm John Coleman from Abacus Estasis, an Institute for the Humanities, an alternative college and high school here on New Milford, Connecticut, USA. After a very long hiatus, I am back with this latest installment or update for Christian History and Ideas. I'd like to recap where we've come from, the long drop-off of episodes, and where we're going with this series. To our supporters over the past couple of years, thank you for your patience. I know you've been able to access both my work and that of Dr. Nirmal Das on our various other websites and has stayed abreast that way. Nevertheless, this work has gone to seed, and to that I say, mea culpa, mea culpa. So Christian History and Ideas is a series which began in 2020, a most interesting year. And the first season, as we'll be calling it, ran for about a full year, a little bit more than a year, in fact. Let's say 18 months or so before all was said and done. And in that time, we covered some fascinating topics, including the First Vatican Council, the church in Mongolia and China. We looked also at the creation of the idea of pilgrimage in the Christian ethos and the influence of early travel logs, so to speak. And we also looked at elements which were pressing upon us at that time, and I imagine they're just as real a couple months later, and that is the interaction, the pressure to adjust to society. We're thinking about the coronavirus shutdowns and certain dynamics of the church in that regard. And after that very interesting and insightful run of things, we disappeared. And that was simply because the workload for both Dr. Das and myself increased greatly. My day job, so to speak, is officiating, I suppose, without an office, at Abacus Estasis Institute. And you can find out about both Dr. Das's postal and the Institute in the description below. However, also, there were moving arrangements and access to internet problems and so forth for a lot of us. And so these two disrupted the regular production of shows. And then the work continued to increase on both of our ends. And so that explains the hiatus. At present, the difficulty of accessing the internet obtains for Dr. Das. And so for this second season of Christian History and Ideas, at least for the time being, it will just be myself going forward, and any guests that may be appropriate to this. And towards that end, I would invite any scholars or people of knowledge, even without formal academic training, to reach out to us at christianhistoryandideas@gmail.com, which you can find down below as well. If you would like to have an episode where you can talk about a specialty of yourself, in the realm of the show's titular bounds, that is more than welcome. That is more than welcome. And indeed, perhaps we'll see Dr. Das on the series going forward. The last thing I'd like to do as I expose myself as not having died or given up on the project, the last thing I'd like to do is kind of tease what will be next month's topic. I intend to maintain a once a month, or at worst, once every other month production of a high quality show. And so our modus operandi failing guest is going to be to snag a pertinent topic from JSTOR. JSTOR is this amazing website here in these United States where all these old journals, which people would have stopped reading a long time ago, are accessible. And Deo gracias, they're also accessible for free, at least with the bandwidth that we're allowed. I think they give you 100 free articles a month. They give you 100 free articles if you want to register with them. And it's a real resource. It's typically something that schools and libraries have a subscription to, and they have a few other goodies thrown in. You can download them and whatever. But this is more than enough for us. And our topic for December, and I will put this in that very fat description down below as well, so you can prepare. And I would invite all the viewers to do that due diligence, indeed, to prepare. So we're going to be looking at Johann Baptist Metz's article Toward the Second Reformation. And we're going to look at the future of Christianity in a post-bourgeois world. And if you'll indulge me here, I'm just going to read this page here. And that'll be that. Now that we're reacquainted with each other, we also hope to have, as technology allows, live shows as well. Okay, so from the first to the second Reformation, I'm going to blow this up, and this is what we're going to be talking about in December. So, to speak about the Reformation and make it not just an object of remembrance, but an object of hope, indeed, an incentive to change, change for all of us, including myself as a Catholic, the author says, means one thing. We must bring about that question and that awareness which inspired the Reformation into a relationship with the present age. In this regard, I want to propose to you a thesis about the future of Christianity in a post-bourgeois society. I am aware that this thesis is highly controversial and is certain to be challenged. Yet to risk what is controversial and to become thereby precisely as a theologian open to attack remains, in my view, not the least significant part of the moral heritage of the Reformation. The thesis is as follows, and we're going to be discussing this next month. The Reformation was situated within the disappearance of the medieval feudal world and the emergence of the so-called bourgeoisie, or at first, the early bourgeoisie world. It ushered in that tremendously influential form of Christianity by which that same Christianity exerts itself historically within the bourgeois world. Even Catholicism is affected, at least indirectly, by this Reformation. In the end, the so-called Counter-Reformation was itself determined by that against which it struggled. And it even assimilated, at least partially, those problems and contradictions brought by the bourgeoisie into Christianity and rooted in the fact that by degrees, the bourgeoisie citizen became, quote-unquote, the real Christian subject. If we use the term bourgeoisie and the bourgeois in a purely historical way, then we are now situated, unless all appearance deceives, at the historical endpoint and turning point of the bourgeois world. Christianity now stands within the disappearance of this bourgeois world. Now, this was written in 1981. Let's say, tu autem domine, miserere nobis. So this is the incipit. This is to wet our whistle for next month. When we meet next month, I'm not just going to be reading the article. I'm going to assume you will have done that. I'm going to have some responses to that. I hope as we get into season two of Christian History and Ideas to really develop on this platform a dialogue with the viewers of this series. And to make that successful, you can certainly leave your comments in this video. However, I'm not always going to be able to get them. YouTube and BitChute and Rumble are a little bit sketchy when it comes to notifying people for comments. The best way, especially if you have more substantive commentary, is to write myself at christianhistoryandideas@gmail.com. And you can find out all about that, guess where? In the description. If you want to study these topics more substantively, besides reading them, which I know you're going to do for next month, I would encourage you to check out Dr. Nirmal Das's website, thepostle.com, where you find many, many erudite topics in the canon of Christian history and ideas. And if you really want to do a deep dive on these subjects, please consider enrolling in Apakastastasis Institute. And you could find, if you really want to go for broke, about our 3-year undergraduate integrated curriculum. You can find out about our per classes, our singular semester-long classes. You can find out about our Traveling Man subscription, where we have just one live class a week and one pre-recorded class. Excellent if you're broke. Excellent if you're strapped with time. And then we also have a lot of online presence and mini courses as well. So anyway, you can always go deeper. In the meantime, I'll catch you next month. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that presentation brought to you by Apakastastasis Institute. If you would like to assist our work, you may do so by going to apakastastasisinstitute.wordpress.com/contact, and you can access our donations website, rhetoricanova.xyz. You can find that down below in the description. See you next time.